thinking in the context that we're speaking on Monday, the first day of early voting, mm-hmm. and just a reminder, I guess, because I have received questions from folks about being able to vote straight party tickets and also be able to vote in the city and school elections and okay. making sure voters know how to get all that accomplished.
Okay, okay. Well, the straight party only affects federal, state, and county races. It does not include any of the city because that's a bipartisan. They're not affiliated with any party. So the voter, when they vote straight party, they still have to scroll through the ballot to get down to those races and actually vote those individually.
And I'm probably saying this a different way, hopefully with the same outcome. Even though that you vote an entire straight party ticket, you're still going to see, I guess, essentially what you've already voted for then in your federal, state, and county races.
Yes, yes, that's correct. Those squares next to the name will light up or be blocked in red. And so when you scroll through, if it's blocked in red, that candidate has the mark, but you still have to keep going to the bottom of the ballot.
And if somebody, for whatever reason, decides they want to change their mind after hitting the straight party button as they're mm-hmm. scrolling through, can they make individual changes?
Yes, they can. That is allowed.
The key being, don't hit the vote button. Is that the right button that you don't hit until you're entirely done and you're entirely sure you're ready to submit it?
That is correct. Now, once you scroll through the ballot, you come to an actual summary page that says the race and the candidate of your choice. So you need to be really careful and check that before you hit that red button, because once you hit it, you cannot go back. You're voted. So our voters need to be aware that there are other races at the bottom and to check their summaries before they vote.
And I know the city secretaries will certainly love you to remind voters. You know, College Station, for instance, you have the charter ordinances, and in Bryan, you have contested city council and school board races.
That is correct. That is correct. And both of our cities are doing public service announcements, so they've already got that out there. But we still want the voters to be conscientious when they get into the booth about what they're doing.
How often does your election workers tell you, or you get a call from an election worker because there's a voter who is not happy that they hit that button too soon?
Right, and we do get a few calls about that. Again, it is the responsibility of the voter to make sure they're done. You know, once they do it, they can't go back, so they do have to really watch. That's why they need to be prepared when they go into the booth of what they're voting on, what should be on their ballot, so they're sure they get all the races they're entitled to.
And as we begin the early voting season, any other mm-hmm. reminders?
Well, we're going to be introducing our new e-poll books. I'm sure you've talked to Ms. Rowe, our voter registrar, but when the voter comes to the poll, they either need to bring their ID or their voter card, so that the workers can look them up and, you know, verify. And we're expecting lines. I'm hoping we have lines. So just be not in a hurry. Be patient. They will get you through.
Have I missed anything?
We'll be here, you know, the whole time voting's going on. If a voter is not sure, they need to step away, have the election judge cancel their booth. You know, don't vote and then question if what you're voting on is right, because you can always step away and come back. But once you vote, you voted.